The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "But I say to you that still listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is it to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." This is the good news, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. A couple of months ago, I had the privilege to stand up here and to preach to you fine folks about Mary's song, the Magnificat, that she sang to her cousin Elizabeth when newly pregnant with Jesus. And as you may or may not recall, I won't hold it against you if you don't, I brought out my guitar and I put her incredible and well-loved song in conversation with a great Bob Dylan tune called Chimes of Freedom. A couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege to stand up here, well, down over there, to preach to our Wednesday night crew 1 Corinthians 13. The Apostle Paul's treatise on the centrality of love in the life of a Christian. And again, I played a song for the group that night too. I got out my little Bluetooth speaker and played Love's in Need of Love Today by Stevie Wonder. For any of you that know me, and most of you do know me pretty well by now, you know that music plays a pretty significant role in my life every day. It looms large in my way of seeing the world, of thinking about things. This morning, I did not bring my guitar. This morning, my Bluetooth speaker is still sitting in its little spot on the shelf in my office. But this morning, just like those other times, to be honest, most mornings and afternoons and evenings, our gospel text has put a song in my head. And as we read through this passage from Luke's gospel this morning, I just can't help but share it with you. But before we get to that, I want to say a little bit about Jesus' words this morning. These words that we read come right after the words we heard last week in this Jesus' sermon on the plain, on the level place. And as we hear these words, I think it's important that we imagine just what that means to give this sermon on a level place, a plane. In Matthew's gospel, we hear this sermon as the Sermon on the Mount, right? So we can imagine Jesus standing way up high. Just a couple of weeks ago, we heard the story of Jesus teaching from the boats, right? A stronger vantage point to be sure, to be seen and heard by all. But this morning, and last week too, we hear of Jesus delivering this message from a level place. Now, I grew up here in the Twin Cities. I loved my life in these rolling hills of the river valley, but my family comes from another river valley. My family comes from the Red River Valley of the North. Now, I don't know how many of you have been to the... Roger knows what I'm talking about. I don't know how many of you know the Red River Valley of the North, but there are no rolling hills in the Red River Valley of the North. Well, maybe a couple, but you got to look for them. The Red River Valley of the North, surrounding Fargo-Moorhead being the main cities in that area, the Red River Valley of the North is as flat as the floor in this room, as flat as a billiard table. So when I hear this story of Jesus giving a sermon on the plain, I don't just hear plain, that's what that means. I hear the plains, that's what I hear. Jesus giving this sermon on the plains, and I can't help but see a field in the Red River Valley. Jesus went to a level place and began to teach, to preach to the people who had gathered, folks from all around who had come to be healed physically and spiritually from this holy man. I want you to help me with something. Will you help me with something? I want to ask you to stand up if you're able. I want you to turn and look at me. I'm going to come stand here in the middle here. As I said, I can't help but imagine Jesus surrounded by folks. People gathered from all around, standing eye to eye with him and with each other. Hear these words. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who asks of you, and if anyone takes away what is yours, do not ask for it back again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive payment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. Instead, love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Now, I do this morning not to draw any comparisons between myself and Jesus, even though we are both the preachers this morning. I do this to spark our imaginations. You see, this text, these words that Jesus shares with us, have a very particular flavor, a very particular tone that our translation can't quite capture. You see, these words are spoken to the community about the community. These words are not spoken to the singular you as an individual, but to the plural you. You as a community, you as a people gathered together. So, here we are. Here we stand, as Martin Luther says, for we can do no other. And who do we see? We can imagine that we are these folks gathered around Jesus to hear what he has to say, to receive the healing power that he is willing to share. So for that purpose, we can imagine that I am him. But look a little beyond me for a sec, and you can imagine what those people also saw. Each other. This sermon on the plain, the sermon on the plains, the level place, is meant to deliver a message about what it means to be community, what it means to follow Jesus. We are called, all of us, to be together. Please be seated. These are words about what it means to be together. Instructions on how to live together. And folks, as instructions go, these aren't easy, right? These instructions are hard enough for us to hear, let alone follow. And that's where being a community comes into play. When I was an intern on the east side of St. Paul, my supervising pastor brought me with on a home visit, a deathbed visit. And we sat there with the man who was dying, his widow standing in the doorway of the bedroom. And my pastor said, "Can I offer a prayer?" And she, with tears in her eyes, said, "I don't think I can do that, Pastor. I just don't think that I can believe right now." And my pastor looked at her and he said, "Then let us be the church for you." And we offered that prayer. We gather together in times that are hard. We come together to hold each other up, to link arm and arm against hate and violence and cruelty and despair. We come together in love in order that we might do, well, whatever needs doing. So, what about that song, Pastor Pear? Anybody remember? Didn't I say something about a song? The words of this song, released just a year after this building, this room, was built, have been ringing in my head ever since my daughter Loanna, as we were getting ready for bed, sat and sang them to me from my lap earlier this week. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. There's nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Do you know the song? Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. Bum, 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 bum. All you need is what? Bum, bum, da, da, da. All you need is love. All you need is love, love, love is all you need. This famous song from the Beatles, right? A song we all, many of us, remember. A song that speaks these words. A song that can often be criticized or laughed at, thinking it's somehow naive. This sort of hippy-dippy, lovey stuff, right? Jesus' words of instruction are not those kinds of words. Jesus' words of instruction and inspiration on that level place are not so easy to hear as this song is, let alone follow. And, well, Jesus knows this. And perhaps this is why he doesn't simply deliver them to the 12 or even just one of them, but to the crowd that has gathered, all of them, at eye level with him and with one another. Jesus knows that this life isn't easy, that this life is impossible alone, that this Christian life of nonviolence, of radical generosity, of forgiveness, of caring for those who don't care a whit for you, that this is hard stuff, but it can be done. You guys know how much I love Mr. Rogers, and you've heard me say it before, but love, according to Mr. Rogers, is an active noun like struggle. It isn't simply something you feel, but something you do, that you practice, that you are active in. And my friends, to do these hard things, all you need is love. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Whew, hard stuff, right? All you need is love. Give to everyone who asks of you, and if anyone takes away what is yours, do not ask for it back again. Ooh, I don't know if we can do that, can we? All you need is love. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. All you need is love. These aren't easy tasks on our own. But that's why we have each other. That's why we have the Lord. And, well, that's why we have love. Nothing you can know that isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. It's easy. You guys gonna sing with me this time? Bum, bum, bum. All you need is love. All together now. All you need is love. Everybody. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. Amen.